We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. It's Friday. We're going to talk a little football with Larry Bluestein, the man, the myth, the legend down here in South Florida and all across the state and the country as well with high school football. Good morning, Blue. How are you, buddy?
Doing great. Doing great. Got football going in some capacity anyway. We kind of kicked it off last week with a pretty good game between two defending state champions, Chaminade Madonna, a three-time defending state champion in 3A, and Champagnat Catholic in 2A. And then tonight we kick off another one, a pretty good one. American Heritage, Pat Surtain and his team get it cranked up for 2020 and going to play against Chaminade. And I think we'll hear a bunch of these private schools for a couple of weeks anyway. And then hopefully by the end of October, everybody will be full go. You still got Cardinal Gibbons and St. Thomas, which will be cranking it up in a couple of weeks. So you know what? What looked about a month or two ago as this is not going to be a reality is kind of now becoming a little bit more of a reality. You have to have something to be optimistic about, guys. And, you know, this is a pandemic of a lifetime, and we're probably feeling it a lot more down here as I travel around the state than anywhere else.
Blue, help me out here. September 18th, opt-in deadline to be eligible for the playoffs for high school football, which has had lots of controversy around it, especially a lot of salty people down here in South Florida because the Florida High School Athletic Association says take it or leave it, and the northern part of the state's going to do it. Is there a chance they can do what the Big Ten did and go, all right, we're going to change that date as long as you guys can still get a certain amount of games in, we're willing to move things a little bit? Could that still happen? Or are they going to stand by this dumbass thing they're doing?
Well, they already the 18th has come and gone, you know, for these. It's today.
Right.
And certainly we kind of know which teams are going to do it. We know Gibbons. We know St. Thomas. We know the private schools such as Heritage, Champagnat, Chaminade, and then we know the powers like Columbus Central, Northwestern, Deerfield Beach. They're all going to be in that little mix. So, but you know what? We were given at least a choice by our counties. I see Osceola County, which is Kissimmee Osceola. They've pretty much put the kibosh on it in any form. They won't let any of their teams participate. So if Orange County does that, you're taking Orlando Jones and Orlando Edgewater out of the mix. And you know what? You know how I feel about that. I mean, this was done so poorly. I can't tell you that the FHSAA really, really did an injustice to the best state in the country for high school football by making these programs choose in a time where, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. You look and I'll just point to a couple of areas. Look at Lakeland. They started early. They're just coming off a 14-day quarantine because two players got it. Vero Beach, same thing, smaller area. They went through a quarantine, and it's going to happen. It's going to be a start and stop. Somebody's going to get it to the point where you're going to start breaking rules and having the kids lie. And then you know, if you feel bad, just tell your mom and dad it's a cold.
You're exactly
Because, and that's what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen. I mean, I don't have to tell you, because all of a sudden you're 4-0 or 5-0 coming out of the gate, And Johnny decides to go out with his girlfriend, gets the COVID, and then gets sick and tells the coach. And the coach says, hey, listen, you stay home, don't come to practice, and don't tell anybody. You have a flu. Because if you go ahead and report it, then the whole team's in quarantine.
Right.
So, wow. Yeah, and so you're what you're doing is you're forcing these coaches and these programs to lie, and that's what's going to happen. I don't care how honest you may be, if you went to this extreme to play the season, you're not going to let it sideline you. So, but
it's too bad.
The one thing is this coming Monday, the 21st, Dayton Broward is supposed to get back and start to condition. Forget about practice. Remember, they haven't been together at all. I mean, since March, we know that a lot of them have kind of snuck off on their own.
Right.
But I mean, I'm saying under not having to look over your shoulder and see who's there, they're going to be able to start conditioning. That's a 2-week deal. Then a week without Pat, with shells on and a helmet. And then you go into practice. So you're 4 weeks in. So that's the end of where are we? The 21st of October. So they're proposing to start the season last week of October. Though, and here's the thing too: if you opt into the playoffs begin November 13th. So you get 4 or 5 games, and if you lose in the first round, see ya. Now, if just happen to lose, I know that Central, Northwestern, old schools, but just let's say they get upset. Then they're only playing 4 or 5 games. Now, these people who are opting out could get as many as 9 because they could play right through the playoffs. So, yeah. It's...
Hey, Blue, it's time to break away, Blue. Let's just get right to it. I wasn't for it originally, but I just think we can find enough people, not only in South Florida, but we'll open it up to any others that want to join us down here. And we need to break away. We need to stop kind of flirting with them and just tell the Florida High School Athletic Association and Bozo the Clown that's running the show up there that it's time to break away. It's done. Let's come up with a new system, Blue. Let's put together a team of people to make it work for the three counties, and we'll come up with something that everybody can agree. It'll never be perfect because we've got little private schools and big schools, and I know our schedule's tougher than your schedule. We can play national games with the top teams, but it's time to break away from anybody that's playing football up north right now. F you and F the Florida High School Athletic Association and their board of directors. Kiss my ass too, all of you, and let's move on. Do you agree with that?
Well, yeah. And the one thing I'm really surprised, guys, is that the principals – haven't made more of a stink about this because of the fact that, okay, let's say that academics is obviously paramount and it does, make the world go around. But at the same time, you have to have balance. And if they've taken that balance out of your hands, it seems to me that you would say, hey, listen, wait a minute. Somebody has to be accountable going on.
And hey, Blue, hold on a sec, man. Those principals got a little other, they got a bigger problem right now between parents, kids and teachers.
And computers.
And that's,
I understand.
Oh, man, they got some other stuff, yeah.
But I'm not taking away from the fact, Joe, that it is what they have going on is important. But, people identify high schools by their athletic programs and not by their science programs
now.
I'm telling you. Same thing in college. I mean, you could get a nice 4-year degree, but at the end of the day, you go, hey, those are my Cal Bears coming out of that thing. No, well, they could. I mean, hey, listen, I'll tell you what.
6-6.
Well, listen, at least they're. Hey, I'll tell you something now. With the Big Ten coming back in, it's going to put a lot of pressure on the Pac, whatever they are now, and certainly being the only Power 5 program. But, yeah, guys, the thing is we have some high school football. A lot of our smaller schools are playing, the Calvary Christians, the Miami Christians, Dade Christians, and obviously tonight a really good game between American Heritage. And Pat Surtain's got, I thought that, I was looking at their roster the other day, and I said to myself, the crazy thing is they've got kids. They still are loaded. They've got an opportunity.
He's got a good team, man.
In their way. Yeah, he does. You know, I mean, despite a couple of kids defecting and leaving and a couple of kids get, you know, graduating. And,
right.
You know, Aronde's son committed earlier this week to Syracuse, which is good for him. That's a, you know, his son's a really, really good football player. And I'm looking forward to it. We got a chance to see a good Chaminade team last week. University of Miami fans need to be very excited about Thad Franklin. He's a big time back. You know, went over 160 yards, scored 4 touchdowns last week. So, yeah, we're excited. Anything football, you know, anything football down here this time of year, you know, Hurricanes, Dolphins, whatever happens, we're excited about it.
Hey Blue, real quickly, too, the Borgalis story is really interesting. I don't think a lot of people know the top kicker or the second best kicker in the country from Chaminade Madonna has left Chaminade to go to Champagnat to graduate early, and so he's all in. He's going out watching his brother kick this year, and then he's going to take that job. But I was a little surprised by that, Blue. Help me out on that decision. What'd you think?
Well, you know, here's the thing. A kicker really does, you know, it's a different type of world. You know, I mean, nobody ever pays attention to him. Well, he's probably competed in more high-level events over the last 5 months during the pandemic than he would ever during a high school football season. So he's fine. I mean, you know, his objective was to get in there on the 5th of January. You know, he doesn't want any time to pass. He wants to be in the mix in the spring. I don't blame him. You know, that's the way, you know, he just needed 2 classes, an elective, I believe, and English 4 or something. So that's all he needed to go to graduate. Champagnat has that program. Chaminade doesn't. St. Thomas doesn't. There's a lot of schools that don't have that, you know, where you could get out early, obviously, because they want your tuition. They want your extra tuition. So, that's what it comes down to. But, yeah, okay. He's a great kicker. And then right in the context, we have another one coming for next year, Will Bettridge from Gulliver Prep, who's just was rated the #1 kicker in the country.
By the way, that's funny you said that. Tom Garfinkel told me about how good the Gulliver kicker is and has been.
Oh, yeah.
Hitting these bomb field goals, and it's one of the great stories we haven't talked about. We're kicker country down here now, man.
Yeah, we are, and not only is Will a tremendous kicker, but he's a great baseball pitcher for Gulliver, and he's a 4-0 student. So you always got to like that. And just on a side note, last night I was up on going to see football. I went up to Port St. Lucie, and by the way, one of the running backs on Treasure Coast High School, Edron James's son, who's an amazing kid. He's going to be starting playing. He's a junior. On the sideline for Stuart Southfork last night was Nick O'Leary, who's an assistant coach up there now.
Wow.
So,
man, Blue, I'll tell you what, Blue, you better be, you're getting around, man, but you better take it easy, bro. God, hitting these games up north, man. Hit the good games. You're out of control. Hey, Blue, we're in a little bit of a hurry here. What else, man? We want to thank Auto Nation. Can't say enough good things about them.
Yeah, no doubt, Joe. Auto Nation just doesn't sell cars or trucks for less. They also buy them for a lot more. Auto Nation will buy your car for cash, and that's important now, especially in this pandemic. You could use a couple of extra dollars. Appraisers will pay you the top dollar for vehicles online and in store. You'll get a check on the spot, and you could deposit it right away. A lot of families love that. So why sell your car anywhere else? Turn your car into cash at Auto Nation. And if you need service, AutoNation service tech experts are ready to help. I got my oil change there. You got tires, batteries, collision repair, and more. Whatever your service needs, AutoNation tech experts can do it all and all for less. Plus, they sanitize every vehicle. You were just talking about that, Joe. Being safe is the most important thing, to stay safe even when 4 or 5 people are working on your car. To schedule service, appraise your car. And for an AutoNation store nearest you, visit AutoNation.com. They drive the South Florida High School radio show every Monday night, 6 o'clock, right here on WQAM. All right, guys, man. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, Blue. You got it, man. Hey, we got Bobby McCain on deck here to join us in just a few minutes. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.